The next tape is also by Ingi Luke, who is Samuel Annasuwak from Wainwright, and the story is from his mother, Kongutsuk. Okay, there was these people that lived in a place where there was woods. And they also had a rich man that had a son. And then also they had a poor person. And the poor person, his arms were inside his body, inside his rib. That's how the poor person was. From his birth, he was like that. The rich person had a son. She used to feed him because he couldn't use his arms. And these rich people really liked him. You know, this rich man really liked this poor man. And he also grew up with him. He grew up with his son, this rich man's son. He grew up with that poor man. And they got to be where they were young men. And he'll watch them play, and he'll walk around when they were playing, and he'll have fun with them. And yet he couldn't participate in it because of his situation that he was in. And this rich person, this rich man, would take this young guy home and let him eat over there, and it never bothered him. He really liked him. He treated him as a person, and he would feed him, too. This rich man's son always liked to take him home and just loved to cook for him. And they raised him like that. And then they got to be where they could hunt. And this rich man's son would feed him any much because he pitied him so much and really loved him. Just loved him. These rich people love him from the bottom of their heart. And then it got to be, especially when he went out to hunt, he would go out and hunt and everything, and he would give them to the rich people, and then those poor people would also do the same thing. And when a person reached 21, he would, when he reached 21, he would start hunting. And that's when they become a man. And they would start, they could leave if they wanna, and nobody would tell them what to do. They wouldn't boss them anymore. Anytime they reached the age of 21. And that's how it was in that land. And then the rich man's son loved to go out hunting so much that when he reached that age, he decided to go. He got lost. When he did go, he got lost. He never went home. He disappeared. And this rich person started letting him look all over for him. He loved him, that because that was his only son. And he would have given anything to get his son back. Any much. All the money he had, he'd pay him. And they looked all over for him, and they couldn't find him. All those people. Nobody could find him. They just, you know, it was impossible. Where could they find him from? They gave up. And they went to all the places, just different places, but it was just impossible. Just impossible. They couldn't find him. And then that poor person, that was also a young man now, he didn't know what to do. He thought, he looked too. He cried. They really cried, but there was nothing that they could do. How are they going to live? How are they going to live? How are they going to find him? It was just impossible. And then finally, one day he told his mother, he said, "Mom, I don't know how we're going to live anymore. There is no way that we could live now because that young man is lost now. And how are we going to find him? There must be a way. How is it that we could find him? And this old woman said, I could let you find him. But that place where you could find him from, it'll be impossible to go to. Impossible. But I could show you where to go. I could tell you where to go. And then that poor man, he said, okay, I'll do it. Even though I got no arms, my arms are inside my body. I'll do it. I really want to do it. I know I could do it. He finally figured that it might be possible. And then their parents, that rich man's parents, said, you know, wondered, how long, I wonder, is your life going to be? How long do you think you're going to live? And then that poor man said, if you could make me do it, I'll do it. Just let me go. Just make it possible that I could go. And his mother didn't say anything for a while and was silent and said, okay. Okay, if we can't live anymore, so I don't think I'm going to live any longer. I won't be living very long. I know I'm going to die pretty soon. So I'll let you try it. And so early in the morning when they woke up, it was the next day. He didn't even eat. He didn't have his breakfast. He couldn't eat breakfast anyway. Because you know, he couldn't eat. So his mother said, go out. And when you go out, you close your eyes and take 3 steps and start to jump inside. Just pretend you're going to go inside somewhere, just like a squirrel. So in the morning, he decided to do that. He didn't even hardly sleep that night, you know. He was so excited. So when he woke up early in the morning, he went out. And when he went out, he closed his eyes and he counted to 3. And then he took 3 big steps and he went inside like a squirrel. Just like he was going to go inside. And he wasn't even scared. He never thought of being scared. And then he was traveling. And he, when he started traveling inside this earth, he kept on traveling. And then he reached to the rivers and he'll go right inside the river and he started traveling. And he went in through the river, and he went back and forth, went in and out, and finally he reached the shore again and went inside the land. And he was still traveling. And then, you know, he was inside the ground. He's traveling inside the ground, even though it was impossible. He reached a tree and went under the tree and went right through the roots. He went right through the roots and he zigzagged and he reached the tree and then he returned again and then left again. And everywhere he went, he zigzagged. It didn't care whether it was trees or bushes or whatnot. He went right through them. He just traveled. He never went through the ground. He just kept on traveling. And he traveled and traveled into the ground, never stopping. He even went through trails. And he knew. He knew the trail. Finally, he reached it. He finally went out. He went outside. And the minute he went in, he went out, you know, from the ground. He seen a house. And it didn't seem like nobody lived there. It didn't seem like nobody was living there at all. And when he reached it, there was a rock. It was a rock house, come to think of it, when he reached it. He thought, how is he going to go inside? It was just impossible, rather impossible. And then he forgot where his trails came from. And he thought, he kept wondering, how am I going to get inside? And he looked all over for a trail, but he couldn't find nothing. It just seemed to be impossible. And when he looked up, he could see that there was a window. But how is he going to climb up there? There's nothing. There's nothing that he could go to go up to the window to open it. And he thought, and he thought for a while, and worried, and worried. He thought about his mother. And he thought, didn't my mother tell me to take some steps and pretend to go inside? I mean, you know, I remembered her words, just like a squirrel. She said, take 3 steps and close your eyes and pretend to go inside. So he decided to try it like that. And he looked at the house for a while. And he looked at that window. And he went right in front of the window. And he knew that there was a window there. And he knew that there was a door by the window, but he couldn't see it. He went right over there. He took 3 steps. He closed his eyes, and he did the same thing again, just like a squirrel. He tried it. And then it seemed like he seemed to be traveling again. And then he started traveling, and then he got inside the house. He was right in the middle of the house. And he seen him. He seen that rich man's son. And he was sitting there. And there was also a young man with him. It had a porch. But how is it that he knew that there was a porch, but he didn't see it. He knew he didn't see it. And then he looked out on the porch and he seen a pot boiling with something in it. And there was people's bones there in the porch. He looked at them. And he thought, he looked like that rich man's son had gotten real fat, you know, kind of fat. And he didn't look like the same he used to. He looked like he had gained weight. And he looked at him, he looked at him and said, a person that might think it was impossible, and yet you did it. And he thought, what? He said, let's fight. And he thought, how am I going to fight when I got no arms? And he went, that young man that didn't have any arms went and sat in the middle of the floor. And he decided to fight with that guy. He didn't know what to do. And he start talking to me, and he said, if you can't run and you can't, you're slow. Well, that's just too bad. He said, okay, let's do it. That one with no arm said, let's do it. Let's just get on with it. So they were against each other, and they started it. And he started fighting. I mean, you know, running after each other. And that rich man's son was really hoping that that one with no arms would win. And they started. They start going round and round. And yet, that person that was inside that house couldn't get him. I mean, he ran after him and he couldn't reach him. It was impossible, it seemed. He was too fast for him. And then when they did the opposite, he grabbed a hold of him. I mean, didn't really grab a hold of him, but just, you know, got him, and he pushed him and killed him right where that pot was boiling. The one with no arms pushed him because it was his turn to try it. And that rich man's son, he took him. He said, look, I want to get you. So let us go home. And then he said, okay, okay. And he decided to go with them. And they thought, how are we going to go out? You know, they both start thinking of it like that. How we want to go home, but how are we going to go out? You know, it seemed impossible. There was no way for them to go out. So that poor man looked at that young man, you know, the rich man's son. He said, grab a hold of me around my waist, since I can't grab a hold of you. Hold me tight. And then when they reached it, they seemed to go out. And it was that trail. He reached the trail and did the same thing again. From where he went out, he did the same thing again. He tried it again. Took three steps, closed his eyes, and went in just like a squirrel. The young man, the rich man's son, was holding on to him. And they started traveling like that. Went in through the ground, went in through the lakes. It didn't matter whether it was lakes or not. They traveled again, back and forth. They never went outside. It was always inside the grounds, whether it was through the trees, in through the trees, through the roots, all over. They start traveling the same way that he was traveling again. And they kept traveling like that. And then finally they reached, you know, those trails that they were going through. He went back through the trail that he came from, just like what he did. And they reached that woman's house, his mother's house. They reached it. And when they did, that rich man's son took his son home. And that rich man's son, I mean that rich man's father paid him any much he wanted to. And he thought, how, there must be a way that I could let your arms come out, so that you could be like a regular human being, because he was so happy. He was a shaman. And he wanted him to become human, just like them. And he started doing it. He got a shaman, and then his arms went out. He had hired a shaman, too, so that he could do it. And then when that poor man, when they let him put his arms out, he looked at that rich man's son, and they quit fighting, and they start hurting each other. They started fighting. And that land that looked at that, those people looked at the poor man's son and the rich man's son, and they started hurting each other. And that's how the story ended.